You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Nothing. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. Come on. I didn't get dressed for nothing. All right, I'm gonna try to be nice. I ain't a preacher today. It ain't nowhere in the world. Look, those of you that did go out, because I did too, y'all think I did go out. Y'all just keep looking at me when I be saying stuff. Yes, I did go out. Went right on in there and witnessed and came right on out. I didn't get dressed for nothing. When y'all was out there in the world, y'all didn't get dressed for nothing. Y'all didn't get dressed for nothing. You didn't spend your money on that outfit for nothing. Because you was going to make a statement when you went in. I come to make a statement to the devil. I ain't wasting my time binding him up, brooking him, and telling him. He already know he bound up. He already know. Come on here. You got power in you. So when you lift your hands up, the devil automatically got the... When you open your mouth, he... Don't you waste your time trying to bind up the devil. He wants you to waste your time. He don't want you to come into the presence of God. See, you bind him up before you get here. I bind you up before I get there. Because when I get in the sanctuary, I'm going to praise him. Everything try to be pointed out to you. Everything try to be pointed out to you. Why folks wait till you get in the house of God and start? Look what color you got on. You know what color you had on before you got here. Good. I heard first I said, this is the last year, last Sunday and this year. Tell your neighbor, we ain't going out like that. We ain't seen one another all week long. Some of us been on vacation. Some of us just on vacation anyway. But look at your neighbor and tell, don't be prejudiced. Get out your seat and go hug somebody. Say, I ain't seen you all week long. And not the person you've been by. We all been upset by them. Come on here. Come on, come on, come on. Get excited about it. Get happy about it. Tell your neighbor the story is about to be told. Yes, sir. Ah, yes. You hugging a miracle. Look at that. You hugging a miracle. See, y'all just hugging folks. You hugging a miracle. You ought to feel something. You ought to feel something when you hug that person. Because Mary and Elizabeth, when they greeted one, something happened. Hey, glory to God. Yes, sir. Yeah, hey. Oh, Shama. Oh, Elobosa. Oh, Shaki. He granted Elobosata. Oh, Elebesata. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ought to feel something. It ought to be something good in your... Ow! It ought to be something coming in your spirit. Ow! It ought to be something coming out your mouth. Ow! Shabbat. Hallelujah! Hey! Elobosa! Hey! Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Ow! Elobosa! Hey! Oshetendiosa! Handiosa! Shabbatosa! Hallelujah! It should be a stirring going on. It should be a waking going on. I don't know about Shana. You hugging somebody with some power. You ain't just hugging nobody. You hugging somebody with some faith. You hugging someone that's been healed. Come on here. Hallelujah. God did it. God did it. God brought us out. God healed us. God brought us through. How? How? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let the healing begin. Let the healing begin. Let the healing begin. How? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's a shifting in the atmosphere. How? Shamba. Hallelujah. Shamba. No, shamba. We atmosphere changes. The devil can't stay here. The devil can't stay around you. When you enter into the presence of God, how? Something happening on the road. Something happened. How? Ikobosaba. Andololobosata. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How? Yeah. Hey. Amanosaba. Have your way, God. Do what you want to do. How you want to do it. Where you want to do it. When you want to do it. How? How am I not so-bo-so? Yes, sir. He thought I was going to be crazy. He thought I was going to lose my mind. He thought my joy was going to be taken. But I've got joy. And I'm in my right mind. Yes, Shabbat. My family member's going through, but I got peace. So-bo-so. Yes, Shabbat. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Clap your hand real fast. Clap them like you know you've been delivered. Clap them like you know you've been set free. Clap them like you know he's out. It's already done. It's already done, done. Testify to your neighbor right quick and say, it's already done, done. You ought to feel that. Testify to your neighbor and say, it's already done, done. Ow! Woo! Hallelujah. Now, ask him what's done. What's done? What have I want to be done? Whatever I want to be done. Because he said, ask anything in my name. And it shall be. And it shall be. And it shall be. So much. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, oh, neighbor, it's done. Oh, y'all said that too. You got to find somebody else. Look at that other neighbor on the other side and say, it's already done. I know somebody. Hey, Shama, somebody tell that lady back there in that pink blouse, it's already done, done. Somebody tell that young man back there in that pink blouse, it's already done. Woo. Pass the word down your row and say, it's already done on this row. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. 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 Throw your hands up and say, it's already done in this atmosphere. I like what you're doing. You're getting this tension back there. It's already done in this atmosphere. You can't come above everything on this atmosphere. You can't come through everything in this atmosphere. You can't cross everything in this because it's already. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do one more favor for me, and I promise you, if he don't let you go, then I can't do nothing about it. If he let you go, then I'm going to have to do something. I still can't do nothing about it. But do one more favor. I know we don't hug everybody, and I know we don't pat and look at everybody. But look at that neighbor one more time, just a promise you, if you say it in faith, and if you believe God, I promise you that it will be done. See, y'all got to, you got to say this prophetically and stop just looking around and stop trying to figure it out. Come on. But I promise you, if you say in faith, I'm trying to get you to get that thing on your mind that you think you're going in into the next year with, but you ain't. There's a certain sound for the saints of God. There's a certain sound Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to God. You shall my name. Tell that neighbor, no matter what it looks like, you can't walk by sight. You got to walk by faith. Come on, tell them one more time. Say, you cannot walk by sight. You got to walk by faith. Tell them one more time. Say, at this time right now, you can't afford to walk by sight. Y'all ain't gonna kiss that. Y'all, we ain't finna dwell on what it looks like. Look at that. I ain't finna dwell on what it looks like. Tell her, I ain't finna dwell on what it look like. Because it's only temporary. Because what I'm looking at. Oh, y'all invest. Yeah, I ain't a preacher. Because of what I'm looking at.
Yes.
I'm looking beyond what I'm looking at.
Come on,
and I see.
Yes.
And I see. Tell them what you see. And I see.
And I see.
I got to preach that some other.
Hallelujah.
I see victory.
Come on, Pastor.
I see. I got to go. Don't you ask me what I see, because I'll go there.
What you see?
I ain't crippled.
That's right.
They want me to be crippled.
Yes.
They don't want you to make it.
Yes.
And we get ready to bring the woman of God up. They want you to look like you can't make it. But tell your neighbor, I like you because you participate, honey. You just making me go ahead. Huh? How you doing?
I can see.
Because what you see, it ain't what you see.
That's right.
Not as a believer. Not as we got victory.
That's right.
Tell your name, it's victory waiting on me.
Victory waiting on
as
me.
As a matter of fact, just show it. It's victory. Brothers and sisters, let us get ready. It's victory. It's victory on me. You can sit there and look sad all you want to.
That's right.
You can sit there and look lame all you want to.
That's right.
But it's victory on me.
Victory.
I ain't trying to get the victory. I got the victory. As a matter of fact, tell your neighbor, excuse me. While I put on my favorite. Shh. Y'all know how y'all spray it on. I mean, you don't have to spray much when it. All you have to do is spray it down.
That's fine.
Man, we don't have to splash a whole lot on us. All we have to do is. And it'll go a long ways.
Hallelujah.
It'll get there before you get to where you're going.
Because yeah.
Somebody say, well, I smell something. I smell victory on you. You way over there. Try to get you excited. Get ready.
So your situation may seem to be as it's been a long time, but to God, if you just hold out, if you just hold out, you may see others, I'm moving ahead of myself, but you may see others stepping into the water and being made whole. You may see others growing and moving and going and seeming as if they have all the materialistic things and they have all the flashy things and they can go by Gucci and go by Prada and go by MK and go by Coach and go by all those things. And it doesn't seem as if it's putting a dent in their pocket. And now you're looking at yourself as in, who am I? Who have I become? You're bringing a disease on yourself. And the disease is you trying to place yourself in other people's shoes. The disease is you're trying to be like somebody that you're not. The disease is causing you to look at the lips that you have been there. Tell your neighbor, be careful. Be careful. Help is on the way. And some of us waiting on others to push us when God has said, all I have to do is speak. And with my breath, everything has to line up according to my will. And if we look at this in the natural realm, when someone dies, they write a will. And can't just anybody, and I'm talking broken language, it's okay. Can't just anybody read the will. They have to be certified to read the will. And you can't even tamper with it. Some folks do. But you're not even supposed to tamper with the will. It goes to an attorney. An attorney has to keep the confidentiality. No matter what somebody tells and say to them, follow me as I'm saying this. Yeah. Nobody, they can't say yes, no, that's in there, that's not. They can't do that because they're breaching confidentiality. But the will has to be followed. They have to distribute accordingly. They have to give accordingly. Why? Because if not, they can be held accountable. So with the will of God, it has to take shape. It has to take form. But the thing is, here's the catch, Evangelist Michelle. A lot of us don't believe in the will. That's why the will have not came to pass. It's been drawn out. It's been written out. Somebody say, God, help my unbelief. Okay. Well, we stop there. Okay, verse 6. In other words, will thou believe? Let's repeat that verse again. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time, in that case, he said unto him, will thou be made whole? So in other words, will thou believe it? Ask your neighbor, will thou believe it? Verse number 7, the impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled to put me into the pool, I have nobody to help me. I'm over here going through. I don't have no money in my pocket. I can't depend on anybody. Lord, you just closed this door. Where am I to go? I leaned on my brother and he dropped me. I leaned on my sister and I fell. I tried to walk forward and my foot got in front of the other and I tripped. I don't have nobody to pray with me. I don't have nobody to fast with me, Lord. I don't have nobody to help me get through this, Lord. That's basically bringing it to reality. This is what he's saying in so many words. I don't have those type of funds, Lord. You told me to bless them, but it's all I have. Jesus said unto the man, rise, take up thy bed. Take up that place where you're complaining. Take up that place where you're not believing God. Take up that place where you're resting at and you're too comfortable because you feel as if this is where you're supposed to be. Take up thy bed. Tell your neighbor to take up that bed. No, y'all got to tell them with some authority because when Jesus spoke, he spoke with authority. So tell your neighbor to take up that bed. I used to depend on man to place me, but now I depend on God who delivers, who heals, and qualifies. But I didn't know better until I picked up my bed and walked. Tell your neighbor, get up. And let's take a walk. There's a reason for this season. And immediately the man was made whole. So it took him just to tell him. The other's brother had to step in the water. We just read in the scripture where he said, I have no one, sister, to put me in the water when the water is troubled. So, however, just because they got their miracle that way does not mean that you have to do the same thing to get the outcome. They had to go through it. That's what was for them, First Lady. So what was for him, all it took was the man to speak the word. Somebody still didn't catch this. Jesus. So it took just the word. But with the others, they had to sit around. Is it going to happen? Oh, wait, let me go on this side. Did the water move over here? No, it didn't move. Oh, I'm about to go back to this side. Let me see. Okay, God, please let the water give trouble. I'm tired of being like this. I'm tired of being here like this. I don't want to be here like I see a little movement. But guess what? Sometimes you can think something's moving, but your imagination is telling you that it's moving, and it's still standing still. So because he was eagerly patient, and I'm going to break that down in a minute. He was eagerly patient. The other ones were just eager for it to happen. So, well, when it happened, they forgot about the man they were supposed to help. They just stepped in. Evangelist, they just forgot about that. They was just focused and wanted so bad for themselves that the man that they were supposed to help, they overlooked. Because they've been up for so long, they forgot about him. So what happened was they got what they needed and still left him behind. Left him behind. Okay, I'm moving a little slow today. Just a little slow.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.